First of all, I want to say to everyone, Happy New Year's. Street walking, MGTOW talking, sound of America. So I've got a bit of a problem. Well, it's not a problem, but it's just a new... I have a new roommate that has been brought into the picture. I let my cat out, and it took her 2 days. She did not come back home for 2 days. And I thought, okay, maybe she has reacclimated herself to the world, to the outside world there, and she's going to want to be back in the wild for next year. Nope. I hear her tapping on the door. She has this little tap thing she does when she wants into the house. And so I open the door and I was so happy to see her. And she walks right past me. And then she gets on the other side of the door. And then she turns around and she looks back outside. And then in waddles in this little fucking baby raccoon. And the baby raccoon waddles up to her. And then she walks it into the living room. Unbelievable. What the fuck is this? I had to say to her, I said, Tabitha, this is not an animal sanctuary. I don't have room for a fucking raccoon. However, I will say this about the raccoon. It is one of the cutest little raccoon. That's rare that you hear me say that word, cute. But this is a really cute raccoon. It's like a light brown fur. The fur is like brown. It's not black and gray. It's like brown and gray. It's really pretty looking. But clearly a raccoon. She did not mistake this for, I mean, it's clearly not a cat. Like, fucking thing has opposable thumbs. So I pick up the little raccoon. It's really adorable. And I put it back outside because I don't know where it's been. And as soon as I picked it up, Tabitha got defensive. I'm taking him outside. I walked to the door. I put it outside. And I waited 5 minutes because I knew she was going to want to go outside right away. So I waited 5 minutes. And she waited by the door. And then I let her out. Sure enough, like maybe 10 minutes later, I hear her tapping at the door. And she comes in again with the baby raccoon. So it's like I pretty much have to keep it. And so I kind of started yelling at this cat. It was pretty amazing. She was like articulating an argument back to me. I said, look, Tabitha, we don't have space for another fucking pet. And she's like, like I can't imitate it, but it sounds like an old retarded woman. So what I did was I said, okay, I get why she brought this raccoon into the picture. She brought a baby raccoon into the picture because this is, I don't know what happened. I mean, I get the feeling that the circumstances are that this baby raccoon's parents are somewhere dead. Tabitha was just like, hey, I'll take care of you. I know someone who will help me take care of you. Follow me, you know, this kind of thing. Sees me, I think Tabitha actually sees me as like a life partner, like some kind of like life partner. But I do think this baby raccoon, I think it was like a circumstance. I think there's a backstory there. And I sense it, I can tell through Tabitha that there's a backstory there. I think, so I have to take them both to the vet to make sure that they are doing good, so that they're, you know, I don't want rabies.